This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're going to break down what the Mavs should be doing this weekend. Also, it is a shout-out Friday. We got a follow-up from the people in Belton. They were having their honeymoon in South Padre.
Yeah.
Also, from the 903, shout-out to all the fans in Tyler, Texas, listening to you guys instead of some of the national radio shows. Good decision. And from the 254. We give a shout-out to my girlfriend, Becca. It's her birthday today. We're heading to Broken Bow, and she's toloing with me all the way to Oklahoma until we lose the signal. Sounds like you have good taste in men, Becca.
Might never.
Or women. I made an assumption there.
You're
unfair.
The best, Becca. I've always loved that name. You'll never lose the signal as long as you have the Odyssey app.
That is a great point.
That's what I do.
That is very true. All right. Mavericks, it is possible to take the fourth seed as opposed to the five. You would have to win your last two. Clippers would have to lose their last two. Kyrie is out this evening, I do believe. But you're locked in with the Clippers either way. How would y'all attack this weekend knowing that your regular season ends on Sunday? You're not going to start the playoffs until the ensuing Saturday or Sunday.
I would play it as we're the five seed and we're not trying for anything else.
Okay.
But since there is the play-in situation, I might go, all right, Kyrie's missing tonight's game. Luka's missing the next game. Luka tonight will play not an overload of minutes. I'm not playing him 40 minutes.
But Luka wants to get his.
But let's play him 30 minutes. And then the next game, Luka, you're out. Kyrie, you play 30 minutes just so like there's a flow there. And maybe you say if Luka feels good, maybe like just so we can keep things going. You guys are going to play 12 minutes together. 6 minutes in the first quarter, 6 minutes in the third quarter. You guys aren't playing the second and fourth quarter together in the next game, but I don't know. I'm not trying for the one. It's probably more than 1%. 10% chance.
That sounds about right.
That LA is going to lose their two easy games, because don't they have two easy games?
Yes.
And then you have one easy game, one possibly very tough game, because Oklahoma City could be playing from anywhere from the 1-3 spot.
And I think they will be.
So I'm not going after something that's a 90% chance of not happening. I saw the Mavericks go after a 10% chance, and Luka was hurt for the first three games of the Utah series. And luckily, Jalen Brunson was unbelievable. But I just don't want to put that risk out there. And I don't mind if I have no clue where Daniel Gafford's body is right now, or Maxi Kleba. He missed a lot of time, but Maxi is a guy who really is only a 40 game a year player. His body cannot handle an NBA schedule.
Right.
So if you want to sit out some other guys, this, what they've done and what they accomplished to get to the five seed to me has given me hope that they can win the whole NBA championship.
So now you're like, I don't want to miss it. And I'm sorry, Derek Jones Jr. looked like he ripped his arm off his body the other night. Have we heard any? Is he okay? Did he turn out all right? I'm trying to look that up.
I have not heard an injury concern about him.
Okay, did you see that play where he was like in a lot of pain? I can't remember if he came back after that. So if you can, help me out with that. But that was the moment where I was just like, no, not right now. All these pieces fit perfectly right now, and I can't. And of course,
he's good.
It could happen game one. You know, like game one, anything could happen. Somebody could get hurt, sure. And now the series has changed, and Jason Kidd has to come up with a solution for that too. So I understand that part, but I am kind of in this mindset of let's just sit everybody, the whole thing, and let Jaden Hardy and that crew play all the minutes. Let them play all the minutes, the whole game. Roll out seven dudes that never get time. Hell, Marcus Morris, Markeith Morris, just Morris, one of the Morris brothers, Markeith.
It is Keith, yeah.
Go out there and do your thing, man. You finally get to play.
Is there any concern about, like, you're right, injury can happen at any point, that you want to get another game or so in since you're going to have a big layoff, or do you think you can accomplish that in practice scenario?
I think this is where you know your players' bodies.
Fair.
I don't know how bad Luka's knee is feeling. I know it bleeds a lot, right, but I just need to know where's everybody's body at. At least kind of like be honest with me here. Like Luka won, as far as I know, Luka won the scoring title, right? It'd have to be.
It might be statistically impossible. Let me double check him to lose it at this point.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, Luka.
Especially because Giannis is out.
Luka's accomplished what he needed to accomplish. The team has accomplished what he has needed to accomplish. Kyrie, he played more games than I think anybody ever expected, well, especially in a row in this situation. When you really needed him, he was there for you. And not only was he there for you physically, he was there for you completely.
And they found what works. Like, I don't think they're going to lose that in whatever span it is.
But I think you also ask Kyrie and Luka. Kyrie, if you have 8 days off or 12 days off instead of 6 days off, do you think you're going to lose your shot, lose your rhythm?
Yeah.
If you say, like, no, I want to play. I feel good to play, and I don't want to lose this, what's going on right now, then I say, all right, we'll keep playing. But I do need to make sure that they're giving me the honest truth about their body. My trainers are telling me the honest truth about where they're at, because the Mavericks do, I really believe they have a chance to win the whole thing this year. Would I bet on them to do it?
Not necessarily.
I would bet on Denver first, Boston second. I would bet on the Mavericks third.
Now, a little bit of bad news on the scoring title front. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander still alive. If he can score 331 points total in his final two games.
One of those against the Mavericks.
He can get it done. So just keep an eye out on that. But to your actual point then.
And he'll be the first Maverick ever. He did it. He's the first Maverick ever to lead the league in scoring.
That's pretty awesome.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Did we ever check in on Scoot and whether or not he scored 100 a game down the stretch here?
He did not.
They didn't report it, so I'm assuming.
I will look for There's the specific game MLB logs. Stuff.
Maybe Caitlin Clark took all the headlines away, and they're like, this dude's scoring 100 a game, but we got to get to Caitlin Clark.
He's doing his best. He scored like 18 points last
18,
game.
19, 15, 19, 22, and 30.
So close. He's close.
Yeah. Double digits. No. That's one digit away from triples.
It's just under 100, Kevin.
All right. Yeah.
He's hitting doubles instead of triples.
Man, the Rangers could use that. Any kind of
one hit,
any kind of extra base hit.
At least the Rangers won that game in Major League. That was good.
The championship. Why are you going after him like that?
The winners for the major awards in the NBA, final weekend of the NBA regular season. Corey, I thought you would approve of this. I went to NBA.com where they had five experts. I feel like that's on the cusp.
Five is my ultimate max.
Okay.
That I'm okay with. I prefer one. Like, I feel like we have an expert here. But three is probably the best if I'm not just given one. But it has to be an odd number.
Yes. Agree.
Otherwise, it's just a tie.
Quick update. Tiger through nine is one over. So as of right now.
For the round or the tournament?
For the tournament, he would make the cut.
All right.
So I'm just throwing that out there. I think that's interesting. But go ahead. Let's go basketball.
No, I actually have a real golf question.
All right.
It always seems like the cut is about give or take 10 shots back of the leaderboard. But it's number of golfers that they actually take, right? Not just
it's either or.
Okay. Because it always seems like it's about 10 shots back. All right. Who is your NBA MVP?
Luka. Man, my son is furious that I keep telling him I think it's going to be Jokic. I just think Luka's going to finish second. So I will say Jokic, as my son is like, you're a moron.
I'm going to say Luka because I agree with his son. And Jokic said he doesn't even want to talk about MVP anymore. He thinks it's out of hand. So,
oh,
did you hear that? He was just like, I think this whole conversation's getting out of hand. Just
well, I mean, look, the betting odds have Jokic as an insurmountable favorite. Like, he's minus.
What are the bettors now?
Between 3,000 and 5,000.
I did like what Richard Jefferson had to say the other day after the Miami Heat win the Mavs had. And it was like, Luka pretty much is the second half MVP.
I agree with
of
that.
The NBA, but we have to take in the whole season, and the whole season he just wasn't a contender for MVP.
Yeah.
And that's where my son got really mad. He was averaging 35 points a game at the All-Star break. I'm like, I get it, but the Mavericks weren't winning, and yeah, he wasn't playing good defense, and the team wasn't winning a lot of games. And so he wasn't even in the top five category. Like, at the All-Star break, it was Jokic, Shea. I know Tatum was kind of in, like, barely in the top five.
Embiid before he got hurt.
Yeah, and it might even been Anthony Edwards that they were considering,
he's had a good season,
like,
as well,
like, in the top five around the All-Star break. So it was very tough that you get to mid-February or early February, not a top five contender, and then win it.
All five of the voters from NBA.com said Jokic is going to be.
Did they have a second place MVP vote or no?
No, they just gave first place. Right. I will tell you, though, again, if you're just going off the betting odds, it's pretty overwhelming for Luka to finish second right now, which would be obviously his highest MVP finish ever. This one should be easy. Rookie of the year.
Chet.
Okay.
Scoot.
Maybe it's
Lively.
Yeah, Derek Lively, absolutely.
Where is Scoot on this
list?
It's
Victor Wembanyama. It's easy.
I don't know. I feel like you're not giving Jaime Jaquez enough credit.
Look,
Anthony Black
started off the season really well.
Anthony Black.
Okay.
Wembanyama's team's terrible.
All five of the voters said
Wallace for Oklahoma City.
Kayson Wallace.
Yeah.
His team is Wimby's team.
He's
is
from Richardson.
Terrible, dude.
Okay, look, I'm not saying who I voted for, although it would definitely also be Wemby.
Can I double up on the Thompson twins to both be the rookie? Yeah.
And Anthony Black's from the Metroplex.
It ain't
He's from multiple schools.
Who should be the defensive player of the year?
Victor Wembanyama.
Okay. What? Hold on. So you would pick him for defensive player of the year, but not rookie of the year?
I'm with Reggie on this one.
You don't want to give him too many things. You don't want his head to get too big.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you give him Rookie of the Year instead?
Maybe you should give him a lot of awards. He needs to improve that body.
Kind of like him not getting Rookie of the Year because then he's like, man, I was passed up for that.
Yeah, I need to lose another 60 games next year. Sheesh.
All five.
He's made a major impact in losing.
Gafford.
Ooh. And Luka.
I think it's Rudith Gobert.
That. I like the fancy pronunciation of the first name, so we will go with Rudith for that.
That makes sense because Judy is Judith. That makes sense.
How many times does a big man win this award over a guard?
All the time.
Yeah.
Like, Marcus Smart winning Defensive Player of the Year was the first time since, what was it, Gary Payton winning Defensive Player of the Year as a guard? Yeah, it doesn't happen anymore.
Sixth man of the year, three votes for Malik Monk. You know who also got a vote was Naz Reid. And the reason why I wanted to bring him up, somebody held up a giant Naz Reid sign in like the eighth row at WrestleMania. And I just thought
was
that it was
in Philly? Minnesota?
It was in Philadelphia. They just had a big Naz Reid sign.
All right.
And I just thought that was amazing. The most improved player.
So Tim fell off this list, huh? The sixth man.
Yeah.
He did. Yeah. So there's another vote for Bogdanovich.
Derek Jones Jr.
For who? Most improved?
Yeah.
Hey, Stephen A. Smith did bring this up. He said, I have no clue if he has a real vote or not. He said he's voting for Kyrie Irving.
Interesting.
We have had this person on the show this year.
PJ Washington.
Oh, Danny Green.
Tyrese Maxey.
Tyrese Maxey!
I don't like what we're doing with this award.
And Jalen Williams are the two leading candidates per NBA.com.
From his motorcycle injury.
Kobe White, which
he feels like he's more the spirit of the war.
Yeah, I think that is a viable answer right there. And who is the coach of the year?
Kid.
We should probably give him more consideration for it, though, right?
I don't disagree with that, but
Oklahoma City's coach.
Mark Daigneault. Is it Daigneault? I thought it was Daigneault.
I'm not going to say that I know for sure.
Okay.
Scotty
There's
Brooks.
A lot of consonants in there.
You might be right, Daigneault. But yeah, he is overwhelming favorite.
Sean Sweeney.
This is for head coach.
Oh, has it ever been specifically stated that it's for head coach?
You said coach of the year.
He did. He took the worst defense in a long time and turn it into something good the last 20 games of the year.
Sweeney's not in charge of the defense this year, though, isn't it? It's Dudley and there's another coach that's also in charge of the defense.
Dudley and other coach are my suggestions.
Shout out to Jared Dudley.
I guess to be fair, and this is really weird, all these other awards are sponsored by Kia, but this one is just the NBA Coach of the Year. So
they don't have a sponsorship for the coaches?
Maybe we do have some flexibility with that.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.